Thank you for calling customer support. My name's John. How may I be of assistance?
Yes. Are you the fraud department?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be glad to assist you. Let's see. You did saying that you didn't place the initial order. Let me double check everything here for you.
No, I don't remember doing that. I didn't even know what it was that I had been charged for.
Let's see. So it looks like on April 27th, it was for a Serene and a Thrive formula, ma'am. Did you do anything that you thought might have been perhaps a free sample or?
I don't know. To be honest with you, maybe, but I don't remember ordering this. And I just looked on my bank account to see what was in there, and I seen that there was two different charges for $95.
Would you verify your shipping address?
2445 Columbus Lancaster Road, Lancaster, Ohio, 43130.
Yes, ma'am. It shows all the information matching up on our end. And your email address is TrudyOrtiz@yahoo.com?
Yes, sir.
And the products we're showing were delivered to that address on the 11th.
Well, if they were delivered, I never received them.
The U.S. Postal Service said that they were delivered in the mailbox on May 11th at 2:51 p.m., and see, I could file this as fraud. I just need to make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for pending investigation, and any false claims or fraudulent charges may result in penalties such as a fine. I'm looking at the account, and it does show that it looks like you did place this order, ma'am.
Well, I'm telling you, I didn't even know. When I looked at the things, the charges, I didn't even know what it was. And I have not received it. I mean, maybe they put it on my porch. I work out of town 4 days a week, and it may have been put on my porch, and it may have been stolen, but I swear that I have never received it, sir.
Well, what I can do here for you, ma'am, is we'll make sure that the account is canceled so nothing else will be charged to you. And then you do qualify for a courtesy reshipment of the product. So we can reship it to you and cancel it out. And that way you'll have it and nothing else is going to be charged to you.
Okay. Well, I don't really want it.
It's too late for a refund, really.
Why?
Because you had to call in and cancel before your 14-day trial.
If I received it on the 11th, then why was it just taken out today?
When the order was placed, it was agreed to on the terms that you would call in before the 13th, and that was the trial period was the 27th to the 13th, ma'am. And what it will let me do is I can go ahead and refund 50%, and that way you can keep those for half off.
Well, that's better than nothing.
So I'll do that as a courtesy. And then we'll make sure, of course, that you are completely canceled out. Allow me a moment to process everything to you, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alex, quit teasing them. I don't know what you think you're doing. Not being very nice to them.
I appreciate your patience, ma'am. Allow me one more moment and I'll have a cancellation ID for you.
Do you see that I'm busy, Alex? No.
All right, and I have that cancellation ID for you, ma'am, whenever you're ready.
Okay.
That's C as in Charlie, 41087.
Okay. So how much are you going to be refunding?
You're going to see two refunds. One's going to be for $47.97 and the other's going to be for $49.97.
Okay. And when do you think I might see that, sir?
That takes generally about 3 to 5 business days before your bank reflects it. But we'll send it to them today, and hopefully they'll get it in sooner.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No. What was your name?
My name is John. I'm in the system as John V, V as in Victor.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Yes, ma'am. We thank you again for calling customer support.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.